So yesterday we began to take a look at this discussion about the bracha or brachos on tefillin. And once again, as we were chazrin earlier this morning, so Gemara had a steer. Our Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, had a steer between Rav Chisda and Rav Yochanan. Rav Chisda says something about making a bracha only if you spoke, bein tefila l'tefila, only if you speak. Between the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, do you need to make a bracha? And on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan, who talks about saying lahaniach on the Shalyad and an al mitzvahs on the Shalrosh, didn't specify any condition. Well, if you spoke, so the Gemara has a teretz. As we're beginning to see, the Rishonim debate how to understand the teretz. Abai and Rava da'amri travayu. Abai and Rava both said, "Well, it depends whether sach or lo sach. Sach mevarach achas, lo sach mevarach. Excuse me, sach mevarach shtayim, lo sach mevarach. I didn't speak, only make one bracha. If you did speak, you make two brachas." And as I asked you in the Mar Makomos to think about how Rashi and Tosus are interpreting the Gemara and what Rashi and Tosfos are saying halacha lemasa. Rashi translates our Gemara as saying that Rav Chisda is a case of sach, and so too is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, that's where Rashi says Rabbi Yochanan, who says you make al mitzvah tefillin on Shosh, that's only if sach. If you're sach, so then you have to, as Rav Chisda said, sach, you have to repeat the bracha. Normally, the lahaniach tefillin would have covered both the shalyad and the shalrosh, but if sach, so if you shmuz between shalyad and shalrosh, so you're mafsik between the bracha of lahaniach and the hanachas shalrosh, so now the hanachas shalrosh would require a new bracha, and that bracha Rabbi Yochanan tells us is al mitzvah tefillin. And according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, who talks about lahaniach and al mitzvahs, is talking about the odd case, the case where you violated the din and you were sach. But normally, you only make a total of one bracha. Rabbi Tam says no. Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he's talking about the normal case. It doesn't sound like it's in case you did the wrong thing, then you have to make al mitzvahs. He sounds like he's talking about normal. Right? And certainly, when you take a look at Maseches Brachos, so this is quoted as well, Daf Samach Amud Beis, there's a long, long list of Birkas HaShachar. Talks about Asher Yatzar, then it gets into a long list of what happens at the Hamapil when you go to sleep, and then here, you're going to sleep in Nichnas Lishan, you say Shema, you say Baruch Hamapil Chevel Shena, etc., etc. And then from this point on, the Birkas HaShachar. Ki Misr, you wake up, you say, El Kana Shama Shana Satibi, etc., etc. Rima Kolama, don't call Shamas, Baruch Ata Hashem, Achas Shamas, Fukar Mason. You hear call Atar Nagal, you say, Nosna Sechvi, Asher Nosna Sechvivina. You open your eyes, you say, Pokeh Chivrim. You stretch, you say, Matur Asurim, and so on and so forth. Malbush Arumim, you stand up, Zokif Kufim, etc., etc., etc. Mechim Mitzade Gavar, Shasli Kotsarki, Oz Yisrael Bigvura, Oz Yisrael Besifara. Ki Miatav, and now here already we're sort of around 20 lines into the wide lines. Ki Miatav Bitsitsis, when you're Misatef in your talis, you say, Asher Kishon Sosavitsuan Lis Atef Bitsitsis. Okay? So far we're just going through the normal Seder Haboka. You put on tefillin, ki manach tefillin adare, you put tefillin adare, I even translate that word. So you should know, I'm sure you know that there are certain, let's say a shin in Hebrew often show up as a tuf in Aramaic, like a sheleg, snow, is talga in Aramaic, and a shor, an ox, is a tura in Aramaic, and shalosh, three, is a telasa or telas in Aramaic. So another one of those correspondences is that a zayin in Hebrew is often a dalid in Aramaic. So gold, how do you think you say gold in Aramaic? Give it a guess. Yeah, what do you say? Dahava, exactly. You say dahav. Dahava, exactly, right? Instead of zahav, zahav, it's dahav. Here's another one. An arm. In Hebrew, you would say you put your tefillin on your zeroah. So in Aramaic, you put it on your dara. So ki manach tefillin a dara. That aleph, you should also know, I'm sure you've come across in the past. Just as in Hebrew, there are certain prefixes that you can add before a noun, like a bays or a kaf or a lamed. In Aramaic, you can also do that. Bi besa is in a house, and li vese is to his house. And aleph is also a pronoun, a prepositional prefix. If you want to be technical, aleph is like al in Hebrew. Adare is al zero'o. So here we are. Ki manach tefillin adare. When you put tefillin al zero'o on your arm, leim I should say baruch asher kishon sosav tivano laniach tefillin. And areshe, when you put it al rosha, once again that aleph, lema asher kishon sosav tivano al mitzvah tefillin. And it goes on to Tehillas Yadayim and Hamavra Chevel Hashenim Einai. It sounds like this is just part of the normal Seder Hayom. This is just your standard default situation. This is part of the sequence. It does not sound like it's an unusual case where you violated the din and you were sach bein tefila with tefillin. That's what Rabbi Tam stresses. We saw yesterday Rabbi Tam in Menachah just says his opinion. Here, Tosis and Brachas quotes Rabbi Tam's thinking. Here we are in Tosis Asher Kedishanu. They quote Rashi. Beperek HaKometz. Lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. Pei hei, pirish HaKuntz. Rashi said, it's talking about the two tefillin together. You make one normally. If you lo sach, make one bracha achas al shtayim. But lo sach ben time. He says it's very difficult to say that the need for those two brachas is only when you were schmoozing, you did the wrong thing. Why is that difficult? So it's difficult on multiple levels. Number one, it's difficult with the language of the Gemara. The Gemara does, particularly here, even more than Menachas, doesn't sound like. We're talking about the rare case where you did the wrong thing. This is a normal Seder Yom. Every day you say Pekeach Ivrim. Hopefully every day you open your eyes and you see. You say Pekeach Ivrim. Hopefully every day you get to put on clothing. You say Malbush Arum. Hopefully every day you get to put your feet on the ground and so on and so forth. Hopefully every day you put on your Shal Yad, you make a Lahaniach, you put on your Shal Rosh, you make it all mitzvahs. Doesn't sound like it's only a rare case where you also spoke between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. So that's one level of V'docha Kolomer. And the other level of the Docha Glomer is, as we spoke about, it's hard to imagine that Chazal would have crafted a whole nusach, a new type of bracha, al mitzvahs tefillin. It's only intended for when you're doing the wrong thing. So it's difficult to say. Right. Now, there is, you can push back. There is a way to push back, and we'll look at the Rambam the Rambam sort of loosens both of these problems a little bit, but first let's appreciate. We'll come in a moment to see the Rambam and see how he begins how the Rambam again in his subtle way gives us help in understanding Shitas Rashi. But first, let's just understand, as Rabbeinu Tam is attacking Rashi, Rashi, you're so difficult. Pashas of the Gemara and Brachas is against you. And Misvar, why would Chazal have crafted a second Bracha, a Nunusach Bracha, just for when you interrupted, just when you did the wrong thing? It's worth noticing that Rabbeinu Tam is also difficult. And just as we said, Rashi is shver both mi Gemara and mi Svara. The text of Brachas Daf Samach indicates against Rashi and mi Svara. Rashi is difficult. How come Chazal would have written a new nusach habracha al mitzvah tefillin just for the Shal Rosh? Just say the Allah Haniyach again. Why make up a new bracha just for the rare case we did the wrong thing? Rabbeinu Tam is also shver bein mi Gemara and bein Misvara. How is Rabbeinu Tam difficult mi Gemara? What's edgy about Rabbeinu Tam mi Gemara? Yeah, Yonatan, what do you say? Right. Ah, okay, good. Good. Very good. So let's take a look back at the Gemara Menachos. Right, the Gemara Menachos had said, Abaye Rava had, again, the Gemara Menachos had quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying what appears in Brachas Daf Samach as well. And the Shayad you say, Lahaniach and the Sharosh you say, Al Mitzvahs. Abaye Rava's answer was, Lo Sach Mevarach Acha, Sach Mevarach Shtayim. If you didn't speak, you say one Bracha. If you did speak, then you have to say two Brachas. So what do you mean two brachas? According to Rabbi Tam, as Rabbi Tam points out, as Rabbi Tam is quoted both in Tosis and in brachas and Tosis here in Menachos, lo sach mevarach achas sach mevarach shtayim. What do you mean achas? So he says achas means if you didn't talk, you make one bracha on the shalrosh alone. If you did talk, you have to make two brachas on the shalrosh. How so? You already made your lahaniach on the shel yad, but if you were mafzik, you have to re-say lehaniach on the shel rosh in addition to the al mitzvahs on the shel rosh. Right, that's what he says here. In the time pirish lo sach mevarach achas lishel rosh, not in total. On the shel rosh, you say al mitzvahs tefillin shezuhi birchaso sach mevarach shtayim. If you did shmuz, then you have to say two on the shel rosh alone, lehaniach ve al mitzvahs. Number one, it's not a bomb kasha. But the language of the Gemara Menachos of Abaye Rava is a little bit sticky, according to the time, a little bit dachuk. Lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. It doesn't sound like we're talking about the shalrosh alone. But okay, you could push back. It's not such a strong kasha. And I think Yonatan pointed out yesterday at the beginning of the Gemara, Rav Chista's language of chozer mevarach, go back, sounds like you're going back and repeating the same bracha. That language does sound like Rabbi Natam. Because again, according to Rabbi Natam, the din is in an ideal situation, you say lahaniach on the shal yad and then al mitzvah on the shal rosh. If you spoke, so then you have to repeat lahaniach plus say the al mitzvah. So it's literally chozer mevarach repeating the same bracha. But what Rabbeinu Tam gains in terms of the language, he loses their misvara. Because again, so how does this work? Why is this true? What Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that normally the shel yad requires one bracha. The shel rosh really requires two different brachas. Every time, halacha lamaisa, we follow Rabbeinu Tam, right? So halacha lamaisa, we say lahaniach always on the shal yad and al mitzvah always on the shal rosh. What that means is that the shal yad needs one bracha. Lahaniach, to make lahaniach upon the shal yad. And then the shal rosh requires two brachas, lahaniach and al mitzvahs. You already were yotze, you're lahaniach before, and that, if you don't speak, that carries over. Plus, you say a second bracha just on the shal rosh. And that's why if you spoke, you need to say both brachas on the shalrosh, lehaniach and al mitzvahs. So that's really curious misvara. What's he saying? That you don't say that you have a shalrosh really requires two brachas, two separate brachas. A mitzvah with two brachas? That's very curious. Do you make two different brachas before you put on your tzitzis? Do you make two different brachas before you shake your lulav? You might make a shachyanu. That's not a birkas ha-mitzvah. There's only one birkas ha-mitzvah. Do you make two different birkas ha-mitzvah? We say two brachas on Birkas HaTorah, but the second one, we discuss whether or not that first bracha, Asher Kishon Sotzev Tzivanu, last week of the Torah, is a Birkas HaMitzvah or not, but certainly Asher Bachar Banu is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Right? So, but since when do you take two Birkas HaMitzvah on a single mitzvah? That's very curious. That's very, very curious. Now, so we have two things we want to do. I think we're going to accomplish one now and focus on the other one maybe at the beginning of tomorrow morning. The second thing we want to do, which we're really going to hold off on until tomorrow, is to try to make sense of Anatam. Now, this question Misvara, and this question Misvara, which the Rajba points out, you know, the Tosefta already says, if you're doing multiple mitzvos that are covered by, that could be covered by one bracha, you only make one bracha on them. Here you go. It's a Rajba, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Vav. This was in the additional Mar Makamos, the extra credit Mar Makamos, on the second page. He talks about, you make, you have four minim and a lulav, but you don't make a separate bracha on each one. Arbata mitzvah achasein. They're all one mitzvah. Four parts of one mitzvah, so you only have one bracha. And they say, even tefillin shel rosh. And yeah, there are two mitzvahs. There are two separate mitzvahs in the list of the 613 mitzvahs. Rambam counts them that way as well. He says, but still, you make only one bracha because they're covered by one bracha. As he goes on to point out, the Tosefta says, if I'm going to be doing multiple mitzvos, if I'm going to be doing multiple mitzvos that could be covered by one nusach habracha, I'm going to be mafresh truma and challah. Both could be called mafresh truma. You make one bracha, you cover both. So I could say, lahaniach tefillin could work for either shal yad or shal rosh. You can do two mitzvahs in a row, make one bracha to cover both. And as a matter of fact, look at the language of the Tosafta. When you're misatef, you say, asher gishom sosa vitzivar l'satef petzitzis. Tefillin. Tosafta talks about making shechin, you make your tefillin. Ukeshehu manichan baruch asher gishom sosa vitzivar l'niach tefillin. Period. Tom is tough. And certainly logically, Tom is tough. Why would a single mitzvah require two different brachas? The Shal Rosh needs two brachas. Why not have one bracha to cover both the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh? And Rabbi Tom goes on to say, by the way, and this will bring us to the point we do want to cover today, which is understanding Rashi. Rabbi Tom, in Tosas and in Brachas, goes on to say, you know, he points out, according to him, according to Tam, im yaniach sharosh levad, if I were to put on just a sharosh, a fellow cannot put on a shalyad. Either he lost his shalyad and there's no one around to borrow from, or his shalyad became puzzle, there's no one around to borrow from or to fix it right now, or for some reason medically he's incapable of putting on a tefillin on his arm. So he's, for whatever reason, he's only going to put on a shalrosh. What do you say? So he says, according to Tam, Ema Akman says that you can be Yotze, that's the din, that's the Mishnah, you can be Yotze Sharosh without Shalyad. If you can do both, you put in the Shalyad before the Sharosh. But if for some reason you only put in the Sharosh, that's valid. Mevarech Shtayim al Sharosh Bilvad. So the Rebbeinu Tam, according to Rebbeinu, you have to, the Sharosh requires two brachas, Lahaniach al Mitzvahs. Normally, you already said you're Lahaniach earlier on the Shalyad and it covers both of them. But if you just put in Sharosh, you make two brachas. Amashal Hizger Gemara Sharosh Bilvad. Why didn't the Gemara say so? We don't normally do that. Normally people have tefillin come in pairs, as we know, as the Gemara points out. So there are troubles we have with Rabbeinu Tam. Even in terms of text, we have the Tosefta. We have the fact, Tosis points out the fact that the Gemara never mentioned you really should make two brachas on the Sharosh fundamentally. And that, Rabbi Osai, gets us thinking about how we could, tomorrow we'll talk about defending Rabbeinu Tam. Right now, and that to defend Rabbeinu Tam is particularly in Svara will require more looking at some other interesting cases of Birkas HaMitzvos as well. What we want to do right now in the time that remains is to explain and defend Rashi. Explain and defend Rashi using what Tosis just got us thinking about. What happens if you put on the shalrosh alone? Rashi never addressed that either. But Tosis had said, well, according to me, at the time, you put on the shalrosh alone, you got to make two brachas. L'haniach and alma. It says, huh, isn't it strange the Gemara never said so? How about according to Rashi? No, according to Rashi. What happens if you put on just a Shal Rosh? Rashi never addresses it, but who does? Who does address that? Yeah, Zecharia? The Rambam, yeah, what does he say? His presentation is fascinating. And I mentioned then we will take questions, worry not. I just want to see this point. The Rambam's presentation is fascinating. We saw it very briefly yesterday. Let's savor it a little bit right now. In Perek Dal, he's talking about how to put on tefillin. Heichan, where you put it on the head and where you put it on the arm. And then he says, Halacha Dalet, Tefillah Shal Rosh, Eina Makeva Shal Yav, Shal Yav Makeva Shal Rosh. That's a Mishnah in Menachos. The Tosis just quoted also, you can't have one without the other. They're two separate mitzvahs. If for some reason you can only put on a Shal Rosh, or you can only put on a Shal Yad, that's valid and legitimate. You're Mekayim that mitzvah that you're doing. This is not like the four Minim in the Lulav, which are Ma'akev Zezet. It's not like the four Parshas in the Tefillin, which are Ma'akev Zezet. No. Shal Yad, Shal Rosh, two separate mitzvahs. They can exist independently. V'chetzad mevarchin al Shal Rosh. How do you make a bracha on them? See, here's what's fascinating. The Rambam presents fundamentally Al Shal Rosh Mevarech Asher Kishon Sotzu Vitzvan Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Al Shal Yad Asher Kishon Sotzu Vitzvan Al Haniach Tefillin. He says fundamentally you make a Al Mitzvah on the Shal Rosh, you make a Lahaniach on the Shal Yad. And you'll notice that he has in the order that we're not used to having them. Shal Rosh first. And then he says, by the now, if you would stop at this point, you would think that the Rambam is a Rabbeinu Tam man. Until you read on Talacha, hey, well, when is this true? If you only put on one, then if you just put on the Shal Rosh, you say Al Mitzvah. If you just put on the Shal Yad, you say Lahaniach. Avolim Heiniach Shteyen, Mevarach Bracha Achas Vehi Lahaniach Tfilin. If you put on both, so then you make to win one Bracha, and that's the Lahaniach, and that then covers both of them. Kosha Shal Yad, Vachach Miach Shal Rosh. You put on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh, and then he starts to mention the next Gemara about the Seder. You put on the Shal Yad first, and when you take them off, you take off the Shal Rosh first. And then he goes on to say, Lachava, by the way, if you made a hefsek between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you have to, that was wrong, and it's an Aveira, and you have to say it Al Mitzvah to on the Shal Rosh. Now, what's fascinating about this Rambam is in Rambam is was a great stickler for organization and sequence of ideas in Dinim. So well, the way the Rambam presents it is not the way we would have presented it. He gets to the normal case second. Right? He says, well, fundamentally, if you just put on Shal Rosh, you make Al Mitzvah. If you just put on Shal Yad, you make Al Niach Tefillin. It says, if you only have one. But if you put on both, so then you have one bracha to cover both. Isn't that fascinating? Where did he get that from? So I would suggest it's in direct response to Rabbi Tam's Kasha and Rashi. Rabbi Tam said to Rashi, how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about the odd case where you, the one case you violated the din you spoke to in Shayad Sharosh? And why would Chazal, the other question on Rashi, why would Chazal be misakin a new nusach habracha just for a case we violated the din you were sach? The Rama holds like Rashi. But the way Rama presents it, the way he organizes, structures the ideas, you see, fundamentally, there is a different bracha to me on the Shal Rosh and on the Shal Yad. Each one has its own bracha. And we'll talk some more tomorrow, maybe about why that is, that the Shal Yad in a vacuum has one bracha. The Shal Rosh in a vacuum has a different bracha. Fundamentally, there are two different brachas. Fundamentally, it is as Rabbi Yochanan said, fundamentally, you make a Lahaniach on the Shal Yad or an Al Mitzvah on the Shal Rosh. It's just that 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100, you are Zochet to put on both the Shayad and the Sharosh, and then the general global halachas of brachas kick in that if I'm doing two different mitzvahs that could be cover one bracha, make one bracha and cover both. So practically speaking, the usual case is you're putting on both tefillin and you're only making lahaniach, and your lahaniach covers the Shal Rosh. That's what usually happens, practically speaking. Because practically speaking, Baruch Hashem, people usually are mekayim both Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, and they're doing the Hanach of the Shal Rosh right after the Hanach of the Shal Yad. But conceptually, in principle, Chazal, there's a Baruch of the Shal Yad and a Baruch of the Shal Rosh. If I was and the proof is, if I just put on the Shal Rosh, so I get to pick whatever bracha I want for the Shal Rosh, I pick on Mitzvah Tefillin. If I'm putting Shal Rosh right after Shal Yad, so there's no point to say, I already said Lahaniach, that could cover it also. It's a valid, it's true. I could describe it as Hanachas Tefillin, but if I have a choice, if I'm just putting the Shal Rosh, I have a choice, and then I say the bracha that really fits the Shal Rosh, and that is Al Mitzvah Tefillin. So again, it's from the organization of the Rambam, the way he sequences ideas. He's differentiating between what usually actually happens versus fundamentally what the concepts are. In concept, Chazal Masakin a bracha v'shal yad and a different bracha of the Shal Rosh. It's just that practically speaking, you rarely make the bracha on the Shal Rosh because you're usually doing Hanacha Shal Rosh immediately after Hanacha Shal Yad, so you're already covered by the bracha of Lahaniach. But whenever you have the opportunity to actually make a bracha just for the Shal Rosh, whether you're only part of the Shal Rosh, or you were mafsik, then you make Chazal's Takana, the ideal bracha, which is the bracha of the Mitzvah Tefillin. So this is Miyashiv the Kashas on Rashi. Number one, why were Chazal Mesakin and Nusach just for when you were we did not. Their answer is it's also for the case of where you only have the Shal Rosh. And logically, why not just repeat? No. There is a bracha over the Shal Rosh. It just usually doesn't come up. And this is where he began to point us, even Rashi agrees that fundamentally there's a different bracha that's more appropriate for the Shal Rosh. So Richard, next time we'll think about tomorrow morning. We'll start right away with Shir. And then we'll cut to Chazara. We'll think about what that means. And then we'll think from there. And once we're thinking about Shal Yad Shal Rosh call for two different brachas, that will lead us into understanding Rehan Tam that the Shal Rosh really needs both brachas. It needs a Lahaniach and it needs an Al Mitzvah Tefillin as well. I am more than glad to stick around for questions. Yeah. Yoni. You've been very patient, Yoni. That's an interesting analogy, right? You're saying if I'm having bread and meats, I just make a hamotzi that covers both. If I was just having meat, I'll make a shahakal. Or even a case of ikar and tafel, where if I was just having avocado, I would make a ha'etz. But if I'm having a big salad that's predominantly hadama ingredients and there's a little bit of pine nuts thrown in, a little bit of avocado thrown in, I make a hadama on the whole thing. That's an interesting analogy here too. Fundamentally, if I had the Shal Rosh alone, I would make Al Mitzvahs. But once it's in context of the Shal Yad, it's covered by the Lahaniach. Yes, it's a great analogy. It's not identical. In other words, it's not that the Shal Rosh is tafel to the Shal Yad. It's a different type of relationship. But you're right that for some other reason, but phenomenologically, what's happening is that if I had this mitzvah alone, I would make the bracha that fits it. But in this context, it's already covered by a different bracha that was said. So I don't actually say it's direct bracha. Yeah, I like that. That's very nice.